Warning, the following podcast contains explicit language which may be offensive to some viewers and or inappropriate for children. The content within this podcast is intended for mature audiences only.
Hi, this is David Howard Thornton, but you might know me as Art the Clown from the movie Terrifier, and you're listening to the Night of the Living Dreads podcast. Kill you later.
All right, welcome to another episode, 105, I believe it is. Now, I'm always going to get that weird look from Tom every time he hears that little intro, because I did not enunciate that quite correctly.
What?
In the warning, I didn't enunciate, and I always get that weird look from you, like you want to fuck with me really bad.
Warning!
Tom, welcome. Dom is here as well.
What's happening, friends?
Both from BB3, Psycho Bunny, Death Cult, Psychomanium 13, all those.
We get around, man.
You do, man.
We get around. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Right?
And then, of course, we're
like peanut butter. You spread us all over.
Oh, my God. Oh, I got some peanut butter in my pocket.
You come with a butter knife.
Oh, my God.
So, fuck it. Just use your finger.
Just use your two fingers. It's a two-finger
That's right.
Scoop.
With a little lick of it.
Those are called peanut butter fingers, where you just kind of scoop it in and just,
Do the old double dip. We got Jackal Monkey, Nightmare Ninja Studios. How are you,
oh,
sir?
Oh, man.
I'm fucking doing fantastic, man. Doing fantastic.
Wow. Yeah. Like you're saying, totally not ready. I am so sorry.
Yeah, damn.
I mean, if you guys are looking for a custom mask of any kind, I mean, I do latex, I do burlap now, I do hockey masks. I mean, the world is your oyster. I mean, hit me up and we'll make your nightmares become a reality.
Bang. Hey, don't start with latex anymore. It sounds weird.
It's for protection,
but in reality,
fucking
right here, with all
you start using lambskin,
with all these shows and shit like that, Jackal Monkey has some really great quality as products. Check him out.
Yes,
hell yeah.
Didn't even have to pay Dom for that.
I mean, goddamn, I know, right?
And incidentally, I heard you've been in contact with my buddy Chris too.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I've been bullshitting with him a little bit. Got him over at the Battle Haven in our group on Facebook. So, nice. Yeah, if you guys are into tabletop games, check out the Battle Haven over on Facebook, too.
That's right.
You like my segue?
That was good.
I made it personal and everything.
Boom, boom, pow, pow.
Bam, the 1-2 punch. That's right. That's every other Thursday. Is this Thursday you're on or you're off Thursday? This one coming.
I'm off this Thursday. Okay. It'll be next Thursday. And this next Thursday will actually be live. I'll be doing a throwback Thursday.
Nice.
Talking about a classic game. So tune in.
A throwback Thursday on a show that you've only had two so far.
Well, hey.
How do you pull that off?
God damn.
That's the power of the Jackal Monkey, man.
Goddamn right.
Going back into the past that would have been if I started this like 10 years ago.
Right. Well, I mean, there's a lot of fucking great older games that are out there that I think deserve a lot of attention. And hell, a lot of them are getting republished and shit now. So,
God damn.
I mean, yeah, God damn.
Right. Dom, did you want to throw anything out there?
No, it's all good, except for the fact that, check us all out. Variety, all we do.
That's it.
You guys won't be disappointed in what we do. That's all we're about the audience, and we're about entertainment. So check us all out. Thank you all.
Wow.
Nice job.
It's my job to bring a demigorgon out of my throat every show on the audio podcast.
That's kind of his thing. No gassy Tom.
I'm done.
If you listen closely, you'll hear some others.
You will. All right. Yeah. Well, you know what? Speaking of goddamn, I can only imagine that's what this South Carolina woman said during this week's Fluffer article. May 18th, a South Carolina man doused his girlfriend with a bucket of urine during an argument at the couple's apartment.
You want to piss and moan all the time?
Yes. 3:15 a.m. A disturbance call came in.
In dead time, I got pissed on.
Wait, was R. Kelly involved in this?
He was not. This is nowhere near R. Kelly, because this guy, for one, is 61. Fred Funyay or whatever his
Funyan.
Funny.
He was 8 away from the real style.
I want some Funyan.
This is the OG R. Kelly here.
My God.
But, yeah, he, Myrtle Beach cop spoke with his 27-year-old girlfriend. Okay, who, quote, did have urine-soaked clothing.
He pissed all over me.
The woman said that her boyfriend, Freddie Boy, 61, got drunk earlier in the evening and after returning to their residence, started an argument about favors that needed to be done. I asked you for a favor. You didn't do it. Give me, where's my goddamn bucket at?
Piss on you.
Piss on you.
I'm going to get my piss bucket, you bitch.
After after Freddie called her a bunch of
you're the piss boy.
You're piss boy. After after Freddie called her was called a or called her a bunch of profanities. The woman said he grabbed
you bunch of profanities.
Right. That don't even seem
threatening. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. Hey lady, come on. The beach place, a lot of profanities, you fucking little bitch, you. Come on
here. Let's take a walk, I'll hold
some
your sandals.
R. Kelly, I'm gonna take a piss on you, some OJ in the morning, and here we go. How's your night, lady?
Man. How's that for some citrus?
Right. He apparently, after calling her whatever he called her, he grabbed a bucket that he uses to relieve himself and threw it at her.
A bucket?
Yes.
Well, wait, that just makes it sound like he threw the empty bucket at her.
Mm-mm. No, that would be contradicting to how she smelled when the cops got there, because the whole apartment
she pissed
smelled
on herself.
She smelled like Home Depot?
It smelled like piss.
She did a handstand, pissed on herself, and then framed him.
Right, right. That's kind
how
of
much
what,
piss do you have to? I mean, how much piss hit her to smell like piss that way?
Well, apparently he likes to piss in the toilet. Apparently he likes to piss in a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
He's got like a bucket of like fermented piss.
Is it when you're actually bucket?
The $10 fucking bucket.
I want to see it. What is that? Like, is it
$10?
I have to say though, when you're drinking, when you pee, it comes out clear and has very little smell. It's the next day when you're hungover that it's like dark yellow and has a smell.
It's the asparagus bucket.
The $10 asparagus bucket.
Spare ass bucket.
Apparently, the cops came in and apparently woke him up. He smelled of alcohol. He denied throwing anything at the victim.
I don't know really? Pissed on that bitch.
Now, if you think that wasn't enough, here comes the great part, because me and Tom had great laughs at this one. The couple, the victim told police, have dated for 4 years and began living together about 5 months ago. An online wedding planner indicates that the pair is engaged, with Freddie Boy having proposed at a Walmart.
Beautiful.
Oh, my God.
What aisle?
It's magical.
Yeah, exactly. That's what me and Tom were discussing. That's where the article ends. I mean, what aisle would you think this would have been? I mean, because we had it all planned out. We had the reception and everything planned out.
If he had a pocket knife, I would slice open like kitty litter and shit like that, just to graffiti.
Oh, for the rice? For the rice?
Yeah, the party aisle and shit like that. But my God, there's so much to be involved here with a Walmart engagement.
Oh my God.
I wish I had that in my life. I probably would not be single. Any ladies who's listening right now, if you want to be close to in Walmart, please hit me up. Right. We could go to Sam's Club. I'll even up the grade it because
he'll propose to you in the frozen food section, and you can have the wedding over in the lawn and garden section.
Sam's Club, you get it in bulk too.
And then for the reception, you can have it at the deli. Sandwiches, you know.
Hey, you can get one of those fancy cocktail platters.
I'm just saying.
Jake said, like, I don't even know what to say to these boys.
I don't.
And then if you want to dance, you can head over to like where they have the TVs and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. They have pizza and hot dogs. We can have a nice
hot dogs.
We could get some sanitizer, some toilet paper. That's
what freaky shit are you doing?
A nice date, you know. We get oversized Walmart bottles. It is what it is. Come with me on a date to Sam's Club.
God.
Get your
well. Come with you. I mean, you have to time it just right.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Just saying. Why you don't?
It's all about the
aisle. Jackal Monkey's intro. Right, you know,
back to this piss bucket.
Right.
Piss bucket. What were we saying?
Back to the other fluffer story.
Back to the piss bucket.
I don't even know what we're saying.
Jackal Monkey. You must be the piss boy.
Why is this guy pissing in a bucket?
It literally asked that question in the article.
Jackal Monkey, he had to pee.
Fuck, use a toilet. Go piss in a bucket.
Even with that, he's going to dump the bucket somewhere. Why not cut out the middleman and just piss right where he's going to dump it?
That was my next question. If you're pissing in a bucket, where are you dumping it that you couldn't, like Dom said, cut out the middleman and just put it right in the fucking end game place, you know?
What if she said this? Maybe he was being the man of the situation, right? When a girl says, I want you to take the situation and I want you to be the man of this, right? What if she said, I wanted to be peed on, right? Take that into a situation. He pissed in a bucket for months, right? And like, baby, I really enjoyed what you had to say,
that's a
right?
Big bucket.
No, dude.
Just pissed in a bucket and said, hey, it's check like this out.
Fucking water tower.
Splash. Do you like it? Maybe he just put it. Done.
What the fuck? I mean,
I think that one came through.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, splash, guys. Come on.
Splash. Oh, my God.
Hulk splash.
Even Otis has glasses on for this one.
Good lord. God damn it, right.
Splash. Right. Remember that word, splash.
Hulk splash.
Daryl Hannah, Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
The mermaid one. Or is this some kind of weird porn fetish thing that you're into?
In that movie, they're in a diner or something, and across the street, there's a movie theater with a marquee. And it says Evil Dead on it.
It does.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
A little tie into my shit.
Right.
Anywhere I can.
Wow.
We are
going to start something here on this audio version of the Night of Living Dreads. We're going to do something that I don't think that we've done in the podcast, actually, since it's been out, and that's doing a drawn-out series, and we're going to do it concerning Universal Monsters. Now, this isn't, you know... This isn't so much, who's a favorite. This is basically covering the legends, the startings of what we now, you know, love as far as today's horror icons. Where do you think the idea you have a Freddy versus Jason? Well, you know, we're gonna go back to where you had a Frankenstein meets the werewolf, or those types of things. So there, if you're a horror fan, if you love the new ones, I think you have to be somewhat at least grounded in the old stuff, and that's where we're gonna start out. And tonight we're gonna start this whole series out with. The character of Dracula, who was played Adam Sandler, which
I never said blah blah blah.
I absolutely love that cartoon though. I was looking for it to show my grandson. Here's the thing about Dracula. He has, as I mentioned, been played. As far as Universal movies go, he's been played by, you know, the some of the top ones would be John Carradine, of course, Bela Lugosi, and Christopher Lee. Those are the pretty much, you know, the big names in the character of Dracula and the actors. Who do you guys know who played Dracula more times than any other character or any other actor?
I do, man.
I'm going to say Bela Lugosi.
Okay, that's your answer. What do you think, Dom?
Probably one of the same of Christopher Lee, too, because, like I said, like one of these things, I'm not a big fan of the Dracula series, even though I love the nostalgia of the movie. So, like, this is an interesting one for me for the factor of it. But, yeah, Christopher Lee.
You would say Christopher Lee?
You know, I got the posters in my room. So, yeah, let me just go with that.
Okay, Christopher Lee. And, Tom, I think you already know the answer.
I do.
And that correct answer is?
Christopher Lee.
Oh, I'll be our damn.
He played Dracula 10 times. Here's another interesting...
What do you figure between the late 60s and the 70s and stuff? I think it was late 60s the first time you played him. Somewhere in there. It was color. I know that.
Right, and a lot of those were Hammer films, too. Hammer got their hands on
Hammer
those, too. Now,
I got a bag full of them.
I just wanted to dance across my room when you said that.
Oh my God. Dracula is actually the character who has been portrayed in horror films more times than any other character.
Even with his name reversed as Alucard.
Alucard, yes.
Which they did reuse in the what's that video game? Frank would kill me. Yeah, I was going to say Frank would kill me if I could come out with that.
I think that movie actually was Mark of the Vampire, if I'm not mistaken.
Son of Dracula.
Huh?
Son of Dracula.
Was where they used the Alucard. That's right. Uh-huh. Yeah, Lon Chaney Jr. played him.
Which was the story in Castlevania, too. That was Dracula's son.
Right.
Yeah, no, very interesting.
Kind of
Now, here's another interesting fact. Since 1897, when Bram Stoker wrote Dracula, it has never been out of print ever.
Right. I'm sure Frankenstein's the same. Mary Shelley's.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I'm not talking shit like that, but like the Bible's been reprinted. That's one story from Bram Stoker that's never been hit.
Right.
It's just one story that comes from an outline from the past, which I'm sure we're going to dive into with the Vlad. Right, we're
talking a little.
It was somewhat based on him, but it was based on another person too. And their name escapes me. I just watched.
I have it here. He did write that in 1897, and it was loosely based on Vlad the Impaler or Vlad, and the name. And I couldn't find the resources that I wanted to. You know, put this out clearly, but Dracula and Dracul is the father. Dracula is a son of Dracul, which
so it's like God and Jesus.
Exactly, right. And there was Vlad Dracul. But some say, as Tom alluded to, the inspiration actually came from Sir Henry Irving. Who was a Shakespearean actor, and Stoker actually worked as a manager for him in the theater for 30 years. And that some say that because this guy, Henry Irving, he played a lot of like dark, mysterious type characters.
It's not Julius, by the way.
No.
That was sometime later.
Right.
It's my job to sidetrack you. You know that, right?
Oh, I know. that was where they said that a lot of the inspiration came from. It was loosely, the story did have some, you know, it was partially based on the whole Vlad ordeal. Now, he didn't, you know, Brahms' old lady, it said, did not really take and really support his whole endeavor while he was
she
alive.
Wasn't into it.
She wasn't into it at all. Really showed no interest in these fucking stories that he was writing. Oh, and it gets even better.
And money was involved.
Exactly. Once he died,
have you done for me lately, Eddie?
Right. Once he died in 1912, now she's getting all of the royalties and whatnot, and she's getting
not now.
She's getting money from him from all of his stories. Well, that's when she started defending him because she saw a possible lawsuit of copyright infringement on the 1922 Nosferatu.
Dan, see, I didn't know about this until you mentioned that to me.
Yeah, that there was like a 4-year fight with the picture company. I believe it was a German company.
Yeah, it's German.
Yeah, and they ordered this film company to take and destroy all the copies. That didn't work. That did not work, obviously. I guess they did. They did destroy.
You can find
some.
It on YouTube now,
right? I mean, they did destroy some.
Full movie
some.
For free,
exactly. One of the first stage performances of Dracula, which is where you start to see kind of the cape and the big, his whole look, his whole costume.
Blah blah blah.
Was done actually by Raymond Huntley. He played the very first stage. He was the very first stage Dracula. And they
know why.
Yes, and tell him.
I know why that he had the cape and like the big theatrical cape and the big collar was because there was a particular scene that he did where he disappeared on stage through a trap door and the cape kind of flowed around and it did look like he disappeared right before people's eyes.
Yes.
Yeah, he could.
I'm smart, man. Yeah,
that was good. I was actually just getting ready to bring that up. So you must have been reading my mind.
Well, I'm psychic Tommy.
Oh, is that what it is?
Maybe I should have Tommy Tuesdays. And the person gets it that I'm referring to. If she's listening to it, I doubt she is.
No, because they have a show on right now.
No. Now, here's where Bela Lugosi comes into the story, and where Universal Pictures gets involved in the story. The play Dracula, which I just mentioned, was played by Raymond Huntley, was revived by I think his name is John Balderston. For a Broadway adaptation of the play, and Bela Lugosi won the role for that. Universal, not long after, because let's see, 1922 is when Nosferatu came out, and that's when they had the big legal thing with Stoker's wife. Universal obtains the rights from Mrs. Stoker, and they owned the copyright to Dracula, the name. They did not own Bela Lugosi, that name. They did not own any of the attire that we're so familiar with, the cape, that whole thing. None of that they owned. They just owned the name Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody want to chime in on that?
No, but on one of these things that with the Dracula name with Universal, when it comes to point, they have this thing called Halloween Horror Night. I don't know if you understand it, like West Coast and then here in Florida. I got to understand it on the West Coast when they brought up all the Universal monsters.
Mm-hmm.
They had an entire room built for Dracula, and you got to experience the entire set of technically how it went down, and then you got to see the props that they had for the movie. Was something that technically started everything, right? Like with Dracula, like it technically started all of it. Then there was Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that in later shows and shit like that. But like this is something the nostalgia of vampire movies. This is where like the bitch started, besides like Vlad the Vlad the Impaler and shit.
Well, Nosferatu started.
I want to say, like, I know this this one. Hungarian is a big part of it. Like, Hungarian actors and shit like that. Like, this
Where Vlad the Impaler was literally just outside of Transylvania.
Right.
I'm going to the trip to Romania to go to this castle with mysterious adventures tours and shit like that. I'm going to see all this in with my own eyes. So this started.
Children of the night.
What the fuck was that?
I love that. Baby.
That's old Bela Lugosi.
Oh, yeah.
Had to download that just for this show.
Children of the Night.
Yeah, no, that's what this is something that's a trend starter for, not only a trend starter, I hate to say the word trend, this is an absolute historic part of the horror genre in itself.
Absolutely.
Oh, for sure, dude.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Jackal Monkey. Do you want to throw something in before we continue? Go ahead, brother.
What you mentioned, how they didn't own, how the Universal Studios only owned the Dracula name.
Right.
They didn't own Bela Lugosi or, him wearing the black cape. So he went in not as quote-unquote Dracula, but as a character that was very apparent that it was he was very much alike very much akin to Dracula. Mm-hmm. He had the same abilities. He drank blood. I mean, he was fucking Dracula without saying he was Dracula.
Right.
Pretty much.
He played many roles that the Dracula attitude.
Floated into. And see, that's why I kind of thought maybe it was him that had played Dracula so many times. Was I guess because of that fact, but. He wasn't quote Dracula, so.
But no, but between when they first started with the Christopher Lee movies and towards the end, it was like in a short span of time, maybe I'll say at most, and I'm just guessing, like in a 10-year span of time, they made a lot of movies, and it wasn't necessarily the same story every time, but he was playing him.
Right, and that's actually pretty interesting because there are so many Dracula movies out there. There are some, obviously, from Hammer Films over in the UK. There's obviously some, from here and blah, blah, blah. But when it comes to, blah, blah, blah. When it comes to Universal, some historians, this comes from their wiki, film historians have described in different terms to what films belong to the series. Ken Hankey wrote in a critical guide to horror film series stated that Universal produced only three films, Dracula, Dracula's Daughter, and Son of Dracula, obviously in the Dracula genre. But can properly be called part of a loosely grouped Dracula series. The Son of Dracula is really a distant cousin that the film
make it sound like a southern thing. Like,
I know,
hey, look
right?
at me, I'm a Dracula is what I am. I'm just telling you,
boy, toss the mood.
I am a Dracula. I'm just saying.
And most of the appearances that you'll see Dracula in a lot of Universal movies, as we mentioned a little bit in some of the ones that are more of a Frankenstein movie, and they're just like he was in like Betty Boop. Bela Lugosi as Dracula and fucking Betty Boop and like kind of a comical type thing. Of course, you had Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein, which had Lon Chaney Jr. reprising his role as the Wolfman. You had Glenn Strange playing the monster, and of course Bela Lugosi playing Dracula. So
it's like a typecasted, beautiful role.
Yeah.
Knowing you could push off these characters. In my eyes, as I'm listening to him, like, you know what? You have one guy that knows you can pull off something that's going to go everywhere.
Yeah.
Push him everywhere.
Exactly.
And you know what the fuck? He did it.
And
it caused a lot of depression.
It really did. It really did. He did mention he was in.
The money would make me happy as hell. I don't care. I'll be Steve Urkel for the rest of my life. If you're paying me enough money, I don't know,
but look at those times though, dude, where it's like you talk about the money, like probably the depression and shit of the people, like everyone around him's like fucking failing and shit like that, and he's making it up and he can't fucking, like, probably everyone's like, hey, help me, help me, help me, and he probably couldn't while he's living his own life too,
right?
You know, it's like probably you gotta think about that, like in a time we are right now, like look at where we're all doing. It's like, fuck, dude.
Well, here's the thing. From the clip, and we're referencing a lot back to a documentary, which I would suggest everybody watch, called The 100 Years of Horror. If you have Prime, you can watch the entire series there. You can see it on YouTube. If you don't have Prime, there's numerous outlets that you can see this. Again, maybe in 1996, Christopher Lee hosted.
Yeah.
And in the intro, the castle behind him, incidentally, yeah, I do believe is the same castle that they used for the Frankenstein, the original Frankenstein movie, which also means it's the same castle that they used for the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Just saying.
Interesting.
They probably had to, man.
So they, Columbia, well, Universal was, you know, they were getting into, there was the, you know, success of Frankenstein meets the werewolf, and these, you know, bringing these two monsters together like we have now, Freddy versus Jason. And Columbia Pictures, because they, you know, Universal only held the name, or the owned the rights to the name Dracula, they decided they were going to test their luck with it. They had Bela Lugosi play a vampire. The name of that movie was The Return of the Vampire. Now, they couldn't call. This goes back to what you were saying, Jackal Monkey, I think. They couldn't call, you know, the vampire Dracula or anything that was similar to that name, because that was owned by Universal. So what they named this guy, they named him Armal Tesla.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the name of the vampire in that movie.
Elon Tesla.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Dogecoin.
You're right. And again, that was played by Bela Lugosi. There was a Spanish version, which, Dom, you showed us, I believe, the big poster that you have that is a movie poster. The Spanish version of Dracula, and Carlos Valerius played, or something like that, played the Spanish version of Dracula, which he, you know, in, of course, the whole look of Bela Lugosi, and they even use Bela Lugosi in a lot of long shots. They use the same set that they filmed, because this movie came out, the Spanish version came out right around the same time that the 1931 version came out. So, you know, they couldn't, and the reason they did it this way, because nowadays they would just overdub, you know, they couldn't do all that back then. So they just had, you know, that Spanish-speaking Dracula, and you know what? If you guys watch this documentary, this Carlos Valerius, he looks like Nicolas Cage.
I want to suck your blood.
You know, these movies started a whole trend for, like, what
it really did.
Like vampires. Like, when you think of vampires, like, there wouldn't be a Twilight without this.
God,
there should not be a Twilight anyway. Period. Vampires do not sparkle, like, in the sun.
Like Twilight. All right, so my favorite vampire movie, I'm just going to put it out there. My favorite vampire movie is The Lost Boys.
Okay.
That is one of my favorites.
Like, it's fucking one of these things where it's like, you know, without these boys in the past, we ain't getting some shit like this.
Right.
You know
exactly.
What I'm
right.
And my favorite vampire of, like, vampire anything of all time, not any of the movies, mind you, but the trilogy of Anne Rice's vampires, like The Interview with a Vampire, The Vampire Lestat, and Queen of the Damned. She made other books in the series past that, but those three, they're self-sustaining on their own. They like
great movies, dude.
The first book trilogy of books that I read from beginning to end, no fit, like within, like, I don't know, 3 months of bus riding. Mm-hmm. When I was a teenager, like, I loved them.
Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah, dude.
I never pictured Tom Cruise as a stat, by the way. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Nor did I picture Brad Pitt as Louis, but Brad Pitt made a decent Louis, but Tom Cruise made a shitty Lestat.
I mean, there's some shit. What is that one where the guy looked like it was from Millennium, but like it was called Vampires and shit like that. And then, you know, the one with George Clooney. There's so much nostalgia within the Vampires.
Dusk Till Dawn.
I can't remember I believe the movie's called Vampires.
Yeah, John Carpenter's Vampires, where there were vampire hunters.
Mm-hmm. Fucking Blade. Take fucking all this type of shit.
Only the first Blade. Or maybe the second one, but the third one was a bit ridiculous.
I'm not getting an argument about movies. Right. I'm saying like the nostalgia of the factor of what we're talking about. Like, Vampires was from Universal. Fucking
Yeah, and to touch what you were talking about right there, Dom. We wouldn't even have vampires in fucking comic books because, like, in the 60s and 70s, there was also a really big run for the Tomb of Dracula for Marvel Comics, and it was one of Marvel's biggest fucking comic books at that time.
Right, and then you know take away from the goddamn movies and shit. Look at the Halloween costumes and shit. What's your kid gonna be this year?
Right.
I'm going to be fucking Dracula. Look how much shit is sold just from the shit that Universal did. Like, it's a fucking Universal thing as far as a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Look at all the shit that's sold that people put in their house all year long who loves Halloween.
You're fucking Even A-right. If it's
for a fucking 1 month straight, somebody is putting Dracula in their house. I mean, this is something, like, when we get into the other shows, Frankenstein, the werewolf, like, you know, everyone could say, you know, like, well, Dracula sucks. I'm not a big fan of Dracula. I agree
iconic
with you.
Iconic
kind of shit like that. Yeah. But it's a worldwide thing. You guys can't fucking deny that.
No, absolutely. I got Universal Monsters right on my wall above my TV.
Indeed.
Hell, you got Bela Lugosi on your fucking hand.
Yeah, I mean, I have Bela Lugosi tattooed on my hand. So, I mean, if that tells you anything.
You know, and think about all these
fucking
places.
Yeah, but from far away, it looks like chaos.
Right.
So I'm just saying it.
Okay, but look at all these places right now. When you look at the horror merchandise and shit like that, they have Bela Lugosi shirts. Hey, buy Bela Lugosi shit as far as being a vampire. Without these kids and shit,
we saved this.
Where in the fuck this shit comes from? Like, so a 16-year-old today would be like, oh, yeah, cool, Dracula's on my shirt. They don't know where the fuck
Dracula
it comes from.
Right.
You got to do your research.
Unless
shit,
they listen
you know?
To this
That's
show,
where I get
and then
serious.
They still may not know where it comes from.
But you know they're still selling it. Probably the
mommy
person
and a daddy love each other
like,
very much.
Look at it's Dracula. Like they probably don't know a fucking thing about it when it really comes from Universal.
Right.
I'm telling you, this shit like goes deeper than most would ever know.
Well, it depends on how old the youngins are though, because there have been some movies based like kid movies, based like the one Otis was talking about, the one with Adam Sandler playing the vampire, right. Like the people from that generation, they probably
it's Dracula, Tom. It all comes from the same fucking aspect.
I understand that. I understand that. I'm just saying those people might know who Dracula is. They might have looked into that character because of that movie. You know what I mean? So I'm not saying that none of them know, but a damn decent amount of them do need to be reminded of where things come from. Just like in music,
from the crowd,
the history.
Huh? Watch Dracula, you bastards.
The history of rock and roll. If this was rock and roll, we'd be talking about like Elvis and the Beatles and shit like that. Like the people that formed it, and that's what made it. Like without them, there'd be no Def Leppard, no Motley Crue. There would be no rap really if it wasn't for these people because it led up to that. So like imagine
how Dracula. There'd be no rap because of Dracula.
No, you weren't listening to everything.
I'm fucking with you now.
I was really hoping you weren't serious.
There's no this. There's no that. There's no rap. We're talking about Dragon the Tub.
Here's the thing. Has anybody seen the son of Dracula? Played by Lon Chaney Jr. Now, here's the funny part. I've not seen it either, but I am curious because there's a spot at the end where
he's beaten. Beating his fucking coffin.
Because old dude.
Oh, with a wood plank.
Yeah, sets the coffin on fire, which is
right next to a creek.
A creek. And he decides to beat it with a. And the guy in the documentary. The guy in the documentary that I was, referring to, he even mentioned, he's a director, I think. And he even mentioned, he was like, at that point, I figured, you deserve to die.
Right. And one other thing I had to point out about this documentary, and I pointed it out to Otis when we were talking by ourselves. Like, you have all these people being interviewed, right? You have, like, you have Bela Lugosi Jr. You have all these, like, directors and producers that were involved. You have, like, the older people, like that played parts in these movies. And then out of nowhere, there's Hugh Hefner.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Where the fuck did he come from? Why is he in this? Yeah. Like, I was looking down.
I was kind of wondering too. I'm like, wait a minute. What the fuck does he have to do with this?
I was looking down when he came on.
Do you have a mod for this one, Tom? A voice mod?
For what?
Where it's show me something, Hugh Hefner.
Show us your boobs!
That's about as close to Hugh Hefner, I think, as we're going to get.
But, like, I'm looking down, and for some reason, I'm like, I'm listening to it, but I'm looking down at something, and I hear a voice, and I went, no way. I looked up, I'm like, what the fuck is he doing here? What does he have to do with horror?
Did he get
he's
lost?
Into horrors, not horror.
Hey, maybe he's hardcore into the fucking older horror films, man.
No, he's in the horror films, most horror definitely. Films. Not horror, see? But horror.
I think without the E. No E on that one.
Right. Jackal Monkey, give us a quick little review of what you thought of Son of Dracula.
I thought it was good, and see, and this is the one too, and they mentioned that in the documentary. It's the older movie that I remember where Dracula was actually portrayed as being like physically powerful. Mm-hmm. Like, he grabbed a dude and like just threw him through a fucking door.
Yeah,
like,
well, that was a great shot too. Yeah, that was pretty cool looking.
Like, I fucking loved it, man. I thought it was good. It's one of the ones that comes on Spin-Ghoulie pretty regularly. So,
anybody ever seen Dracula's Daughter?
No.
I'm pretty sure we've seen that one too.
But I said a lot of people got with her wrong. 100%.
She was probably part of one of those horror films.
Yeah, really? God. That's the whole reason that Hugh Hefner was in this. Dracula's
right.
Daughter.
See, now it all makes sense.
Now it all makes sense.
It all comes together when they time it right.
Let me break it all down. There's four of us here. What would be the one? What would be the one vampire movie? Dracula. The nostalgia of it. What would be the one movie that you guys would turn to watch to check out a vampire movie where it all started? The birth of it for you guys.
Well, I own Nosferatu, but I always, when I want to watch a good black and white, you know, because I'm not big in the silent films, although there was some really great shots in Nosferatu where the girl is on the bed and you see the shadow of the hand, it gets up by her heart and the fist clenches, and that is such a beautiful shot in cinema, I think. But, I mean, I would actually, like Tom said, I usually, if I want to watch just where it all kind of started, what got me into Dracula and that whole look, it would be Bela Lugosi's 31.
And it doesn't even have to be the original. Like, any time that he has portrayed Dracula, even in Abbott and Costello, it was, and I'll give you a little interesting fact, like, that I realized when I was watching that documentary, and I think I realized it before, I just didn't really think about it too hard. When they show that iconic shot of him where everything is dark and there's like lights on his eyes,
I love it.
One of them is offset. One of them is the light is below his eye, and the other one's dead on his eye. So if you actually look at that shot, you'll see that, and you'll never unsee it again ever.
Oh, God, no. I'm looking to see if I have.
Jackal Monkey, what do you feel about that too? To answer them while Otis finds.
From
the movie.
My favorite portrayal of Dracula is going to be Christopher Lee. So my go-to will be one of the Christopher Lee movies. Blah, blah, blah. But I mean, and then there's so fucking many of them. But I mean, I'm not opposed to going to a good old Bela Lugosi or one of the other ones as well. I mean, I love them all, but I don't know what it is about Christopher Lee that draws me into like his portrayal of Dracula.
It is very different. But even Christopher Lee said himself, and I can, well, before I get to that, because I can remember, man, in the 70s, probably one of the first Dracula movies I ever watched was probably a Christopher Lee portrayal of Dracula.
Right.
But it was only as I got older that I you know, I started watching, you know, the older ones, but Christopher Lee mentioned, he was like, you know, when people think of Dracula, He was like, 9 times out of 10, if they're going to imitate Dracula, he said, they're not trying to imitate my voice. They're not trying to imitate Cara Dean's voice, or they're not trying to imitate anybody else who ever portrayed.
Which he had no business Dracula. Being a fucking Dracula. I don't know.
I didn't like
Cara Dean was more of a Undertaker in Westerns.
I get it. So, yeah, but he was like, you know, people, when they go, you know, as in Hotel Transylvania, that little cartoon, most of the really, I guess, good, you know, portrayals of Dracula, they're always like, blah, 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 you know, that Hungarian, I am Dracula, you know.
Let me throw a movie at you. If you throw one at me, if I don't know it, I don't know it. If I throw one at you, you don't know it. But I'll catch 30 Days a Night, what do you think?
What is it?
30 Days a Night.
I have seen most of that. I have not seen all of it. A buddy of ours, another Dom, he told me about it, and that's where all the vampires come out, you know, and whole 30 days. But they're like runners, aren't they? They're kind of like vampires.
Yeah.
What about Monster Squad?
It's kind of crazy. That's why I only brought that up, because I wanted to see your aspect of the way the vampires have evolved with stories over the time, but yet the same story is there because there are bloodsuckers.
Sure.
And, you know, they just, it's like the zombies, like the slow walkers. When you take Night Living Dead and then you get that shit that they made them fucking running at you, I'm like, all right, so.
Yeah, that shit with Brad Pitt.
From a fucking shotgun, now I need an AK-47. You know what I'm saying? Movies and shit. So,
but even just in terms of vampires, if I had to pick my favorite vampire movies, none of them would be anything to do with Dracula, to be honest.
Right.
But like as far as Dracula goes, yeah, it takes me back to Bella.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead.
Jackal Monkey was saying, you know, Christopher Lee, he was a more, you know, physical, tough guy, but yet, you know, the dudes didn't fuck with him. Yeah, the dudes didn't fuck with him, and the chicks were just, you know, dumbfounded and couldn't resist him. Type of deal. So yeah, I kind of dig that when you had, you know, Lugosi's portrayal was, you know, and it's one of my favorites. Yeah, he was more the hypnotize you. He was more the suave, you know.
Well, they did that with Colin Farrell too, which was a remake of a vampire movie. What was it called? Fright Night, Tom?
I didn't think
it was a bad movie. I personally
since this was brought
bad.
Up,
sure.
By itself, had the original Fright Night not have been made, the Colin Farrell version would have been awesome as shit. However,
I think so too, dude.
However, the original, just everybody that played in that, you had the every character in that was perfectly placed, especially Evil Ed. I mean, that dude that played Evil Ed, he looked like friggin' Evil Ed.
Yeah, I mean, and
what's his name from The Princess Bride that played the vampire was flawless. Mm-hmm. And again, because the one with Colin Farrell was newer, they showed more detail than they did in the older version. And the more you don't see, the more your mind works and the scarier something can be. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
True.
Not that it was that scary. I just loved the movie.
I thought they were both good.
I've never seen the remake. I didn't even realize another Fright Night until like about a year ago. I'm a fan of the first one. Matter of fact, Mrs. Dredge just watched the older one not that long
ago. You're so cool, Brewster.
Like what Dom was talking about, like how far like the evolution of vampires. Yeah. My absolute favorite vampire thing. I mean, it is a TV show, but was a
Buffy
book series that. Oh no, fucking The Strain.
God damn! Oh no.
The what?
The Strain. The Strain by Guillermo del Toro.
I've never seen that. I know who he is, but I don't think I ever saw that.
Oh, The Strain is absolutely.
He was the guy in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, right?
Not Guillermo del Toro. He did Hellboy and Pan's Labyrinth. He's done a few pretty badass movies. But yeah, this series it's weird. I mean, there's ancient vampire. I mean, they're ancient as fuck, but they kind of take it a step further. Like, the vampires, it's sort of like you have like these white worms that'll fucking come out of a vampire whenever they get cut or get shot. And like these worms will fucking go in, and if they get on you, they'll burrow under your skin and turn you into a fucking vampire.
Well, James, let me ask you something real quick. Otis, James, and Tom, and everyone listening, always come back and comment on this one. Do you truly believe in vampires? Because you could go to New Orleans right now, and there's a whole thing about them. I'm about to do an entire show. It does not matter. People believe vampires exist. Do you guys believe this?
Good, Tom.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it's more fantasy. I think it's fantasy based on some fiction. If I remember right, like the stories of the first vampire came from somebody who was like anemic or something like that and needed blood to be brought out to them, and people only saw the blood being brought in and empty containers or whatever being brought out, so they assumed things and they made stories and stuff like that. That's the story I've heard or read about or whatever. I don't really remember, but I think every bit of fiction is based on some fact,
right?
So maybe, exactly. Maybe in some sense there is, but not in what we've been told by Hollywood at all,
right?
Right. Go ahead, Jackal Monkey. Your thoughts on that? Vampires? Do you believe they exist?
That sounded intelligent.
I think there's something like that probably does exist, or it definitely did at one point in time. But if it does, again, it's one of those things that are, it's, you know, it's laying low. It doesn't want to be known about or be seen yet, you know. But,
but again, yet we put hundreds of movies out about it.
I'm
messing with you.
Right. Well, it goes back to it's not going to be like what, you know, what fucking Hollywood portrays them as. It's going to be something fucking completely fucking horrific. Could be. I mean, who the fuck knows?
But. Yeah, maybe the blood transfer is intravenous.
I'm interested to hear Otis's point, and then I kind of want to jump in on this one too with my own question. Otis, what do you feel about
that? All right. Well, here's the thing, because it's not just a very simple fucking, you know, question, because you're talking about, you know, all right, vampires, somebody what drinks blood. Okay, somebody who stays up at night.
You believe in the supernatural aspect of the vampire. I mean, that's what it really comes down to.
I mean, because people drink blood and weird kind of fucking sacrifices, but do they bite their fucking necks and do it like that in a supernatural way and turn into fucking vampire bats? Yeah. No,
that's awesome, Otis. You bring that up because, like, you know, there's a like the aspect of life where, like, people drink blood. They want to become vampires and shit like that. That's their way of life. Right. So that all started from something that, like, you know, from the vampire shit. But what the fuck are you laughing at, Dom?
Because all of a sudden, this is Dom's show.
Dom's show? I'm asking a question about vampires.
You're interviewing all of us.
You want me to shut the whole mute thing off? I'm curious about something for Christ.
I know. I just thought it was damn funny.
That was funny. That's good shit.
And see, my thing is...
Tom, what do you think about fucking goddamn, Gullah Gullah Island? What the fuck do you want me to ask
about?
What's your favorite color, Tom?
What kind of underwear are you wearing today? Is it boxer briefs?
You like green tea? You like fucking unsweet tea? I'm asking about vampires.
I like green tea.
Jesus Christ. You want me to shut the fuck up the entire show or what?
No. But you kind of were until that point, and then all of a sudden it's like, all right, so what do you guys think? What's going on here? And what are you
subject we're talking about, for Christ's sake? Dude. Am I not allowed to talk about vampires, for Christ's sake? Let me sink my teeth into this bitch now. No, fuck.
All right, time to reel this back in, because I think some of us need anger management.
I asked a question about vampires. You asked me, I was trying to keep it back
so the microphone couldn't hear me laugh. All right, and then
let's
you're
go back
me
to 1931 Dracula, you know, where we evolved into go fuck yourself and shit like that. All right, let's talk about the movie again. Who gives a shit if vampires exist?
Fucking Goodfellas talks about universal monsters.
Fuck
fuck it.
Hey, next time you guys ask me to
talk about fucking, you ask me to talk about a fucking universal monster, I'll bring up bubblegum next time, for Christ's sake.
Yeah,
I just thought it was funny. I was trying to hide it from the audio. You're the one that brought it to fruition in front of everybody, so I explained it.
I'm on mute, motherfucker.
Alright, so, alright, I guess that's a fun way to end a show. Dinner's done and Dom's yelling at everyone.
I didn't get no answer. I mean, Christ, I mean, why would vampires not exist if they literally bless bolts at the end of the night in New Orleans and shit? They truly believe it. It's not just a fucking tour thing. I believe they believe in it. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
they see, now, I didn't know this. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
No, but, well, then the Catholics.
I got yelled at, Jay, or Jack Monkey.
Are we going back to that?
No, but I brought it up for that reason, that they actually bless every bolt in the house. The priest goes in the cathedral. Yeah.
It's very real to them. Just like, you know, Mikey, our little Mexican friend, you know, people believe in that chupacabra, you know, that fucking thing flying around.
Yeah, but also, the Catholic priests bless everything. Does that mean that their whole religion is actually real just because they have faith?
Doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's nothing. We don't know anything's real. We just have faith, and that's it.
Yeah.
No matter what direction it goes, or comes from, or comes on, or whatever. Even if it's Eileen, it doesn't matter.
All right, guys. Thank you. Now we're going to continue this series.
I love all of you guys. Love you.
We're going to continue this series next week. I mentioned Frankenstein. I think that'll be a...
Firebird.
Firebird. I think that'll be a fun one. Tom. Thank you, guys. BB3 TV. Check out Dom and Tom. I don't know when the fuck your shows come on, man.
Fridays, 8:30 Eastern Time on Psycho Bunny Death Cult, Psycho Bunny DC, Psycho Mantium 13, Roots Bleed Red, PBDC TV, BB3 TV. Saturdays, 11 p.m. All the same places for Tom's World. Eastern Time, both times are Eastern.
Bam.
I didn't mention that in the first one. And youtube.com/thisistomsworld. Go subscribe. Get me to fucking 600 already, for Christ's sake.
Man, what the hell's your people's problem?
I don't know.
You're so mad, Tom. Come on.
I know. I am. Somebody else needs anger management now.
I've been teetering on 600 for like 3 weeks now. You know?
Dom, final words, brother. Just some shout outs.
Psychomantium 13, PBDC TV, BB3 TV, Night Living Dreads. Find me there, and I have two books, Mind's Eye and Two. I love all of you, and thank you for everything you are.
Yeah. Green eggs and ham.
Green eggs and ham. Jackal Monkey, Nightmare Ninja Studios, the place to be to get a mask. Tell us about it.
Yeah, hit me up on Facebook, Nightmare Ninja Studios. Like I'll do all kinds of custom masks.
Wait.
Yeah, hit me up and we'll make your nightmares become a reality.
There you go, Nightmare Ninja Studios. Of course, Night Living Dreads, Dreads with no A, man.
No A.
.com over there on Facebook. You can hear us on over there at the .com, on Spotify, on Stitcher. And then we are also Scurry Face, 6 p.m. Eastern Time every Saturday. And again at 8 on Psycho Bunny, Death Cult, Psycho Medium 13. And then the audio every Wednesday.
Watch Dracula.
Have a good night, guys.